With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, we all bang on about how busy we are these days, but joining me now is someone who can say this and really, really mean it. She has launched her third successful podcast recently, and I would say it's fair to say she is heading towards national treasure status at this point. I'm so excited to hear all about it now. It's Vogue Williams on the line. Vogue, how are you doing?
Oh, wow. You just made me feel really good about myself. Thank you so much.
That's what we aim to do this morning. It's all about it.
Absolutely fab. I think you're also a national treasure.
Vogue, you've heard it here first, everybody. All right, Vogue is ordained. It's fantastic. Join the club. Vogue, genuinely though, all joking aside, like you literally never stop. You've got something all of the time. Your brand new podcast is called Never Live It Down. And I think there's a clue in the title, but can you tell us what it's all about?
So the new podcast, it's me hosting and I have different guests on every week. And I always said I wouldn't do a guest podcast because it's really hard to get guests. But actually, it's been really good and I've been really lucky with the amazing people that we've been recording with. And it's kind of about, it's about those never lived down moments. So there's loads of things that like people are just mortified about and like they're telling me about it. But it's not just that. It's kind of like just a really fun, sorry, that's my son. Yeah. He loves the podcast. Sorry, he's here with me. I'm on my own.
Quite literally doing it all, Vogue.
Thank you, Otto, live radio. But it's about those, like, it's just really funny conversations that, like, I've been lucky to have so many good comedians on as well and really funny people. And just kind of, I wanted to ask some questions that they don't usually get asked. I want to know what their, like, favorite, weirdest conspiracy theory is, like, that kind of vibe.
Oh, we love all that kind of stuff. Also, I'm guessing there's a couple of, like, embarrassing moments in there. Like I vividly remember when I was in first class in school and I came out of the bathroom and my pinafore was in my tights and I walked around with that for about an hour. I was 7. That still lives with me.
There have been some pretty horrific ones where I'm like, oh my God, are they going to leave and ask me to cut that out? Because I'm actually like, oh my. There was something about someone sneaking something into prison in a place where you wouldn't want to put anything. Like, that's how far people are going on this.
Oh my God.
It was for a TV show that he was going to prison.
Okay, fair enough. Not just in general. Sorry, that leads me on to my next question. Like, who has been on the podcast so far? Because you have a couple of episodes out.
Yeah, so we have Catherine Ryan went out, and then we have Ishan Akbar went out. He's a comedian. He's very, very, very funny. He got dumped by his girlfriend 2 weeks after his mom died while they were being intimate. Isn't that the worst story you've ever heard?
No.
Yeah, like what a terrible time to do it. Sorry. I mean, there's never a good time.
I mean, I thought you were going to say like during the funeral, but this is worse.
Way worse. I'd rather it during a funeral. God. You could take it because you'd be having such a good time. Funerals are fantastic in Ireland.
Well, they are. I mean, they're so part of our culture. Can you tell me this much now? Am I right in saying that this is the first time you've gone it alone? Like, we obviously know about My Therapist Goes to Me with Joanne, and you've got your podcast with Spencer as well, but this is the first time where it's just you.
Yeah, it's just me hosting it and asking questions. And like, I'm so obsessed with people. Like, Svenny was asking me, he was like, how are you so interested in everyone? I don't know. I think it's because I'm so nosy, but I just love, like, even with the research I do on everyone, like, I am going deep into their Instagram and it's like, I'm going probably too far on my research, but I just want to know everything about them. And then I find so many fun things to ask them, because we all have stuff that we've hidden on Twitter and on Instagram. But I love chatting to people, so it's been really good to just not have to do all the chat. It's great.
This is like the perfect excuse to get caught, you know, liking a random photo from someone from 4 years ago.
research. Exactly. Oh my God, you've just like, I have rights now to go and just stalk anyone. Just perfect.
Be a little creep. I'd be paid to do this.
I'll be a public creep now
instead of a private one like the rest of us.
Yeah, exactly, we all are.
Vogue, I know you were saying there that Spenny was saying like, how are you so interested people, but like, genuinely, how do you get them to quite literally spill their deepest, darkest secrets to you?
I think because it's all in fun, and like, it's not a podcast where I'm trying to catch anyone out or anything like that. And I just want everyone to come on and just have a really nice, fun time and want to come back and do it. And I want everyone who's listening to it to just like laugh their way through it and really enjoy the conversation and learn some really weird things about people. And then if you hear some of the stuff that some of the guests are saying to me, you'll think to yourself, I'm not that bad.
Yeah, my life's okay.
I didn't do that.
I was going to ask you, is it a bit of a two-way street? You know, they're spilling so much to you, boys. Like, could you spill back to them? But you've been doing that for years on my therapist goes to me anyway.
I know. And so sometimes I think about that. I'm like, my God, if my kids listen to this when they get older, maybe it might have just completely disappeared off the face of the earth by then, so I'll get away with it. But yeah, sometimes I go a little bit too far in that. So like, I'm willing to give as well.
Yeah. So, you know, it's totally a two-way street. I think as well, there's something completely different about podcasting in comparison to like, you know, linear media, like print or telly. Like, people are more willing to open up. It's more relaxed.
Yeah, 100%. And things like, even like sometimes things get written from our podcast and it is not funny when it's written down. I'm like, oh, I saw a headline once and it was like, Vogue Williams says, I really fancy myself. I was like, I said the line, but it was a joke. I was like, I'm on fire. And then when it was written down, I was like, oh, that's a pretty bad headline.
Oh my God, but everything out of context, like nothing works. And they know that as well. That's why they're going for it. But look,
I know.
More listeners to the podcast, that's all that matters, isn't it?
Exactly. It's fine.
Vogue, I was bet into Spencer recently. He did his 30 Days of Marathons in 30 Days challenge. Like, it was unbelievable. Were you worried about him at any point during that?
I was worried about him at the start. When he first told me about it, I was like, he is going to die putting his body under this kind of pressure. I was like, there's no way anyone is going to be able to handle that. And then he would go out for a run, right? And he'd come home like 3.5 hours later, and I'd be like, where were you? And he'd just be like, I just decided to do a marathon today. And I'd be like, what?
My God.
Who does that? I decided to do a marathon. You might decide to add on like 300 meters to your run, but like a marathon. So I was like, I think you'll be okay.
I think I can stop worrying about you. He did it all for a great cause, though. It wasn't just track,
Yeah, so he made a lot of money for charity. He made over £600,000, so he's absolutely delighted. Yeah. And of course, he's now thinking of the next one, which is just thrilling to me.
Of course, yeah. It's not like you've got three kids or anything at home.
I'll be grand. Don't worry.
Back to the podcast now, right? You've got three of them on the go now. Is it hard to keep generating new material the whole time? Because, I mean, you have reached peak pod at this point.
Well, so my podcast with Spencer is always different to Joanne, because Spencer won't talk about the kind of stuff I talk about with Joanne. So the research on each of them is quite easy. And I'm constantly writing notes down on my phone. I always have a notepad with me, because if anything like crops up during any day, like I'll always write it down and save it for the pod. So they're all very different doing the research for them. And with this one, I'm researching a completely new person and asking them questions that like I wouldn't ask Spencer or Joanne. And this one, there's a lot that goes into this as well, because I don't know everybody that well, and some people I only meet for the first time when I'm recording with them, so I just have to go in like knowing everything and knowing exactly where I want to go and what I'd like to get out of them and like how to make it funny. And so like it's a lot of research, but it's kind of stuff I enjoy stalking people on Instagram.
I know, love it. Absolutely.
It's my job now.
Vogue, you've got three kids, three podcasts, live shows, the list goes on. What is coming up for you next for the next like bits? Like what kind of stuff are you going to do apart from the podcast? Have you got any more live shows coming up?
We know. So Joanne and I are going off to New York, Boston and Toronto in 2 weeks. And that's the end of our live shows. I'm currently working on two things. One of them I've been working on, actually I only started a month ago, and the other one I've been working on since last year. So I will be announcing them soon, which is a really annoying thing to say, but those are my two. Yeah, I know, I hate when people say that. But I've been given little clues on my Instagram over the last while while I've been working, because I can't keep anything to myself, but but like really nice stuff that I've wanted to do for ages, and it's been really and enjoyable experience. So there's always stuff going on in the background.
Well, thank you so much for giving us that much. Vogue,
thank you.
So much crack. You deserve all the success that you had. It has been so much fun talking to you.
Thank you.
Good luck with the podcast. And also, for anybody wanting to check it out, it is called Never Live It Down with Vogue Williams. It is available on Global Players and wherever you find your podcast. Vogue, thanks a million.
Thank you so much. You're a legend. Thanks a million.
We'll be right back after these. With Laura Fox. Podcast.